This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now, today we talk about the incredible result of believing by looking at a passage in John 7. John 7, beginning at verse 37. On the last and greatest day of the feast, that means the Feast of the Tabernacles, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this, Jesus meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not yet been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified or resurrected. On hearing his words, some of the people said, "Surely this man is the prophet." Others said, "He is the Christ." Still others said, "How can the Christ come from Galilee? Does not the Scripture say that the Christ will come from David's family and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" Thus the people were divided because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him. No one laid a hand on him. I want to talk to you about the context. You know, context is everything. Have you ever misunderstood a situation because you didn't understand the context of a conversation? You ever read something into a conversation with somebody, but you didn't know they just got bad news from the doctor, and that's why they looked strange, they looked funny to you when they were talking to you? That's happened to me, where I read all kinds of wrong things because I didn't understand the context of what was going on in that man's life or that woman's life at the time. Here's the context of this situation. The Feast of the Tabernacles was one of three Jewish feasts that people were required to attend. If you lived within 20 miles of Jerusalem, you had to come to the Feast of Tabernacles. On the last day, the priest would take pitchers of water that they would bring out of the Pool of Siloam. In a very dramatic, symbolic gesture, they would take those golden pitchers of water and they would pour it over the altar in the temple area as a symbol of what God did with Israel in the desert when water came from the rock. And they would quote Isaiah 12:3 as they would pour this out. And it was at that feast, and probably when that just happened, that Jesus said, "You want living water? Believe in me. You want to have streams of living water flow out of your life and through your life? Whoever believes in me will have those streams," plural, in their life. I'm going to talk about what that means in a few minutes, to have streams of living water in your life, because you don't use that phrase. I don't use it in conversation, but it has tremendous, powerful meaning in your life. We're going to work backwards through the text. If you could bring up verse 43. Thus the people were divided because of Jesus. Jesus doesn't always bring unity to a group of people. Let's be honest. Your family has been divided because of Christ. There are people in your either immediate family or extended family who aren't excited about the fact that you believe in Jesus. I've actually had people tell me that they've had relatives tell them, "You know, we wish you'd rotten up like the rest of us. We don't like this Christian thing. We will miss the old you. We liked you better when you were just like us. And now you've got this religion thing going and you're believing in Jesus and you go to church on Sunday." And people become divided over Jesus Christ today. And that may have happened to your family. People have always been divided about Jesus. Jesus said he would separate a parent from a child. He didn't say that that was a good thing. He was just saying that's what would happen. Families are divided. Companies can be divided. There can be an antagonism toward people who believe in Christ, an underlying antagonism. Nobody talks about it. Nobody says anything about it. It's just there, and sometimes you can feel that.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.